Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Chuck Galeazzi about the latest with Helping Hands Knoxville.
I understand you have an announcement that you need to share with the folks of Knoxville here as of Friday.
Yes, people in the Knoxville area, Knoxville itself, I'm kind of crying out again for canned goods. We were supposed to get a nice donation of food in today, and it didn't work out. We're going to put our bags together. The homeschool community is going to come in on the 18th, and we're going to give it away on the 19th. And the way it looks now, we're not going to have a lot of stuff to put in the bags. If people would like to put some canned goods together, peas, beans, corn, etc., you know, some other things that, you know, you would like to have at your Christmas dinner, you know, potatoes, etc., stuff like that, or drop by a monetary donation. I gave away a little bit too much stuff at Thanksgiving time, thinking that we had this planned out for Christmas, and here Christmas jumped on us and without, you know, it just came on so fast. So that's what I'm crying out for that, and I need it, you know, like by Wednesday probably would be the best, or drop it off Thursday morning. So yes, you know, of course, if you don't want to buy the canned goods or stuff, we'll take a monetary donation. You can send it to 412, Post Office Box 412, Knoxville, or here at the store, 110 West Main. And we'll try to put some Christmas cheer into people's Christmas dinner.
So I understand you were expecting to receive a shipment of some sort, but that has not happened, right?
Right. The thing about it is I was going to go to, I had the order in the Food Bank of Iowa and Ottumwa to pick up some things for these baskets, and our food truck just broke down. It's heartbreaking. I had to call them up and cancel it, and there's no way I could see that we're going to get this another load in at a time. So sometimes you plan ahead and you think it's going to work, and then something, you know, comes up. But I rely on KNIA KRLS to get the news out to the people in Knoxville, and they usually are very resilient. They come in with what we need, and I'm counting on that again this time. We should have been better prepared, but, you know, some things just happen.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the event coming up next weekend here on the 18th and 19th. Then.
Oh, yes, that's a special event. It's just equal to the Christmas dinner. As Kathy Miller and her team has put together hundreds and hundreds of slightly used and new toys and clothes and stuff like that. So at 2 o'clock on the 19th, we'll be giving away this stuff. People will get to come in, pick some things, and then go out. They can keep doing the circle until the things are gone. But this is going to be special for grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles that maybe don't have the finances to give somebody a gift to come in on the 19th of December at 2 o'clock.
Well, and again, I remind people, you know, how to donate, you know, maybe some things in particular that you're looking for here.
Well, it's just the basics for a Christmas dinner. We have some hams on hand. We kind of taken care of that. It's more the other things that sit down, to give away the canned goods. We'll probably go and purchase canned goods to put in the sack and one thing another like that. But, you know, the monetary donations might be better if somebody wants to do that. You know, give us a check for $10 or $15. That'll take care of the canned goods. We might decide to give away some gift certificates at a food store just for food and things like that. But one way or the other, Knoxville always figures this out to make people in need's Christmas very special. And God willing, it'll be the same way this year.
All right. Anything else you want to share with our listeners here?
No. One again, I just want to express my feelings to KNIA KRLS for letting me get the news out, because that's the way the Holy Spirit works. Somebody listening out there will decide, you know what, I want to do that. I had a young man come in and give me 3 turkeys on Wednesday night that his daughters and him decided to give out of some money that they'd made for lawn mowing. And it almost makes you cry to think of that. And he was happy, and so was I. So there's going to be 3 turkeys for somebody's Christmas dinner that these little kids decided that that's what they wanted to do. And I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks to Chuck Galizzi of Helping Hands Knoxville for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.